So the final question about PARP, when you hear cases like this of patients who do so well and their life changes, you certainly don't want to miss someone who might have that opportunity. So BRCA germline kind of seems easy, but then the question is, what else? What other germline mutations right now would you want to treat if you could? And what somatic mutations, BRCA, HRD, what would you like to be able to treat?
It's really early data that we have, to be honest. Let me, for example, take the PROfound phase III trial that came out, because this is the biggest piece of data that we have at the moment, and this was testing olaparib randomly. And again, PFS was clearly improved, and even overall survival seems to go the very right way. It's right now considered as non-significant, even if the p-value is less than 0.05, because this was an interim analysis, but clearly things go the right way. So what we've learned from this trial is not only that olaparib seems to be better than a second AR antagonist, but also that genes are not the same, including DNA repair genes. So I think we can say safely that BRCA2 predicts for efficacy. And I'm saying safely because the number of men is strong enough to say, and the magnitude of the difference is there. So probably no discussion about that. Now, ATM, which is also very frequent in terms of abnormalities, is much more debatable. The difference between control is really small. So whether we should actually treat men with a PARP inhibitor when they have ATM aberrations is something that you might argue about. BRCA1, the number of men is small, so hard to say. CDK12 loss is the one that comes after that. Actually, it's fun, it's strange, because phase II trial suggested that the efficacy might not be the one you would like to see for CDK12 loss, but actually the randomized trial suggests that there is a benefit, or at least there is a trend, because again, the numbers are small, favoring olaparib as compared to a control arm. So I think we will need more data to clearly identify who are the men who should benefit from a PARP inhibitor, and this is also true for other genes, CHEK2, et cetera, et cetera.
CDK12, what is that?
CDK12 is a gene that also involves in DNA repair, but it's not exactly, a little higher than BRCA1 or BRCA2 are, if you will.
Interesting.
And actually, CDK12 loss might predict for immunotherapy activity in this disease. Primitive data, but it seems to be the case.
I just had this flashback. We're doing a satellite at the ASCO GU meeting not that long ago, maybe 3, 4 years ago. You might have been on the panel, I don't remember. But in any event, I asked one investigator, we had six investigators, and I asked this investigator, I said, "Do you ever test for BRCA? And have you ever given a prostate cancer patient PARP inhibitor?" And the doc says, "Yeah, I test for it and I've seen a response." And then I asked the next person, same answer. All six said the same thing. And I'm like, I think something's about to happen.
Here you go.
Well, it did, right?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And well, we also have to recognize that PARP inhibitors do not work in all patients who are mutated. And I think this is also important to communicate to all our colleagues, because I've seen some frustration amongst the investigators telling me, "Hey, I've been testing, 100 men to pick up a few, and actually it doesn't work in the two or three patients I've been treating due to bad luck." And it's actually true. We don't understand all the biology. We need to be humble, obviously. But it's also fair to say that at least in half of these men, say with BRCA2 mutation, you will see activity where you would probably not see it with some other agents, because again, that's bad cancers.
Actually, we just did a survey of 77 general medical oncologists, so they, take care of everything. And one of the things we said is, "Have you ever given a PARP inhibitor to a man with prostate cancer?" And more than half of them had, outside of trial. And then we said, "Did you have a patient who responded?" And three quarters said yes. They had people with NTRK that they were treating. So they're out there looking for stuff.
I think that this is very important feedback.
Subsequent to the recording of this program, on December 16, 2019, the FDA approved enzalutamide for patients with metastatic castration-sensitive prostate cancer. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Prostate Cancer Update.